This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state's largest transit agency will no longer require passengers to wear face masks. RTD made the announcement today after a judge in Florida struck down the federal requirement. RTD says it still encourages passengers to wear face coverings. Smaller transit agencies across the state have made similar announcements, too. Kiowa County on the Eastern Plains has agreed to a $9.5 million settlement over a police shooting death. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In 2020, the 39-year-old handyman, Zach Gifford, was the passenger in a car pulled over for not using a traffic signal. Sheriff's deputies suspected it was possible Gifford was high, but he was otherwise not doing anything wrong. He tried to run away from officers, and both shot at him a total of 4 times in the back, killing him. One of the deputies was charged with second-degree attempted homicide, and the other was fired. The settlement agreement is about $2 million more than the county's annual budget, but it will be paid by its insurance company. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Firefighters were able to put out a grass fire near Tally Ho Trail south of the Twin Lakes area in Boulder County today. Flames came dangerously close to homes and evacuation orders were underway. However, crews were able to stop the fire before alerts went out or any buildings were damaged. Road closures continue in the area. A red flag warning for high fire danger continues for parts of the Front Range, including Boulder and parts of the Front Range foothills. It expires at 8 p.m. A fire weather watch has been posted for Colorado Springs tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.